Will the House please come to order? Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the roll?
33 members present.
Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Excused from the call of the House today are Representatives Davis, Pessinger, Winty, and Zaroff. Representatives Abood, Furness, and Locker, and Tischer excused from this evening. Barnes from 4 p.m., Cato from noon, Gusendorf from 11 a.m.
Will the members please rise for the invocation by Reverend Dwayne Minkler, First Church of God.
Loving God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for your many blessings. Father, as our representatives begin their 110th day, I'm sure that they must be tired, weary, eager to return to their homes, their families. Father, I would continue to ask that you supply them with physical strength, with patience, with insights, and with hope as they face the business before them today. Guide them, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Representative Szymanski.
Yes, that was a very moving prayer and very appropriate, and I would move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread in the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I sure hope our constituents heard that prayer.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I sure hope members of this body heard that prayer.
Will the clerk please certify the journal for the 109th legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 109th day in House Supplement Number 55.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent of the journal for the 109th day and House Supplement Number 55 be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, while we're still in journal entries, I think my motion the other day when I changed dates back and forth led to a little bit of confusion. I'd like to move again at this time that Representative Davis be excused from the call of the House until plain time on May 9th.
That's for today.
Well, he's already excused today, Mr. Yes. Speaker, but this would be excusing Monday through plain time.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Davis is excused as requested. Representative Gall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm excused from the call of the House next Monday, the 9th, and I will be here, and I'd like to not be excused, please.
Without objection, we will remove the... Clerk, please indicate that Representative Gall is not excused on Monday.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I would like to be excused instead on the 29th of May, please.
Is there objection to motion by Representative Gall to be excused on the 29th of May? Hearing none, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Herman?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce to the body Pixie Saville from Nathanicoosa Page for today.
Further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to applicable law, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the positions noted. This letter has been duplicated and placed on each member's desks. It's on boards and commissions with terms. The Athletic Commission.
Go ahead.
No, that's all right. I was
going to. The Athletic Commission, I've sent a letter to the Chairman of Labor and Commerce asking that committee to consider the confirmation of the appointment to the Athletic Commission.
And the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers?
Also sent a similar letter to the Labor and Commerce Committee.
The Guide License...
Relating to the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers.
The Guide Licensing and Control Board?
Guide Licensing and Control Board. There will be a letter going to the Chairman of Resources, or the Co-Chairman of Resources, asking them to consider those appointments for confirmation.
And the Alaska Public Offices Commission.
And a letter has been sent to the Chairman of State Affairs asking that committee to consider the appointment to the Alaska Public Officers Commission.
I have no further messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
The Senate has passed the following citation, in memoriam Bishop Francis D. Gleason. The Senate has approved the following citations, and they are transmitted for consideration. In memoriam James Edward Duncan by Senator Ziegler and Representatives McBride and Wente, and honoring Soldatna's future problem-solving team by Senators Paul Fisher and Gilman and Representatives Spritz and Malone. The Senate has passed the following bill, and it is transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 48, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the adoption of regulations for state retirement systems.
Judiciary Committee substitute for Senate Bill 48 is referred to the State Affairs Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
The Committee on State Affairs has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 111, Judiciary, Public Meetings under the Administrative Procedure Act under consideration, and reports it back as follows, and submits 2-0 physical notes. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, signing do pass, Larson, and M.M. Miller, signing do not pass, Abood, Furness, and Cowdery, signing no recommendation, Schultz. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 111, Judiciary, has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on Transportation has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 184, Labor and Commerce, extending the termination date of the Alaska Transportation Commission under consideration, and attaches a letter of intent and a fiscal note, and reports it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mrs. Cato, Chairman, signing do pass, M.W. Miller, Phillips, Abood, and Cato. Having no recommendation, McBride, Davis, Zemanski, and Locker. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 184, Labor and Commerce, has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. The Committee on State Affairs has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 194, State Affairs, relating to the Kuskokwim Ice Classic, under consideration, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, concurring by Abood, Larson, Furness, Cowdery, M.M. Miller, and Schultz. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 194 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had House Resolution 8, encouraging the identification of employment opportunities for students under consideration, and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Furness, Chairman, concurred in by Euling, Cowdery, Ringsted, Kopanen, and Furness. House Resolution Number 8 has no further referral. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had House Bill 116, Financial Institution Examination Fees and Assessments, under consideration, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Furness, Chairman, concurred in by Ringsted, Cowdery, Euling, and Furness. Kopanen has no recommendation. House Bill 116 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 80, providing for the extension of the time for voting on Election Day under certain circumstances, under consideration, and reports it back without recommendation and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, signing do not pass, Abood, and Schultz. Furness signed do not pass ever, and signing no recommendation, Larson, Cowdery, and M.M. Miller. House Bill 80 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 82, making a supplemental appropriation to certain legislative agencies for salary increases for fiscal year 1983, under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 82 Finance with a new title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Flood, Ward, Hurlburt, Jaroff, Duncan, Grusendorf, Lindauer, Martin, and Bettesworth. House Bill 82 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 84, Smoking in Public Places and Vehicles, under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 84, Judiciary, with the same title and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, signing do pass, Hayes, Clarkson, and Bussell. Liska has no recommendation. House Bill 84 has no further referral. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had House Bill 230, Licensing and Regulation of the Practice of Medicine, under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 230, Labor and Commerce, with the same title. The report was signed by Mr. Furness, Chairman, concurring by Furness, Kopanen, Malone, Euling, Cowdery, and Ringsted. House Bill 230 has no further referral. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had House Bill 257, Certain Limitations and Exclusions in Health Insurance Policies, under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 257, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, and attaches a new fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Furness, Chairman, concurred in by Euling, Furness, Ringsted, and Cowdery. Kopanen has no recommendation. House Bill 257 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 276, amending the Alaska Agricultural Loan Act, under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 276, Resources, with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Flood, Ward, Jaroff, Grusendorf, Duncan, and Bettesworth. Having no recommendation, Lindauer, Martin, and Adams. House Bill 276 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 306, Burial Allowances for Veterans, under consideration, and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Flood, Ward, Grusendorf, Lindauer, Martin, and Bettesworth. Having no recommendation, Jaroff and Duncan. House Bill 306 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 332, extending the termination date of the State Medical Board, under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 332, Finance, with a new title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a new fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred by Adams, Flood, Ward, Hurlburt, Grusendorf, Lindauer, Martin, and Bettesworth. Having no recommendation, Jaroff and Duncan. House Bill 332 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 360, Permits Issued for Games of Chance and Contests of Skill, under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 360, Judiciary, with the same title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, concurred in by Liska, Hayes, and Bussell. Having no recommendation, Barnes and Malone. House Bill 360 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
House Special Committee on Fisheries has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 381, Wholesale Prices for Salmon, under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 381, Fish, with the same title, and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Herman, Chairman, concurring by Herman, Grusendorf, McBride, and Fuller. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 381 has a further referral to Resources. I have no further special committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
It was pointed out when the clerk read the committee substitute for House Bill 84 that there is a fiscal note. I've just looked at it to verify it, and that being the case, House Bill 84 will be given a further referral to Finance. Representative Cato?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Could I have the floor to take up special order?
You have the floor, Representative.
On the desk is a citation honoring Gloria Day, and I would like to move that citation and ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection to bringing the citation honoring Gloria Day before the body as a special order of business? Hearing none, so ordered. And will the clerk please read the citation?
Citation honoring Gloria Day by Senator P. Fisher and Representative Cato.
Representative Cato, would you move the citation?
I would like to move this citation and ask unanimous consent.
Representative Szymanski?
Yes, I'd like to be shown with no objection as co-sponsor.
Without objection, Representative Szymanski will be shown as a co-sponsor. Is there objection to the motion to adopt the citation? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Brings us to introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation in memoriam, Reverend Paul Edward Glover, by Representatives Pestinger, Cowdery, Flood, Furness, Tischer, and Jaroff. Citation honoring Steve Doherty by Representative Herman, Senator Mulcahy.
Representative Ward.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move that all members of the House of Representatives be shown on Reverend Paul Glover's citation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Citation honoring Kula Anderson by Representative Herman and Senator Mulcahy. House Concurrent Resolution Number 37 by Hayes, relating to an economic development policy.
House Concurrent Resolution 37 is referred to the Labor and Commerce and Resources Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 47 by Fritz, encouraging the creation of a renewed Civilian Conservation Corps.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill number 404 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, with a letter and a section-by-section analysis and a zero fiscal note. An act making miscellaneous amendments to the Fish and Game Code.
House Bill 404 is referred to the House Special Committee on Fisheries, Resources, and Judiciary Committees.
House Bill 405 by Fritz and Malone. An act making special appropriations to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for road construction and right-of-way acquisition and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance Committees.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us consideration of the daily calendar. Will the House please stand at ease? Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like at this time to bring up my reconsideration of the of my vote on the waiver of two pieces of legislation from the Labor and Commerce Committee that we voted upon yesterday. The one was 223. I've forgotten the number on the second, but I'll bring those up for consideration at this time.
Okay, the motion... the question of the waiver of two pieces of legislation, can you restate the bill numbers that were waived since you were bringing it back up?
Well, I think they're 223, Mr. Speaker, and I'm sorry to say I don't remember the other. Oh, I guess they're on the board up there, 223 and 386.
Thank you. Representative Furness?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not sure of the proper form, but what I would like to do is to withdraw my motion to waive those two pieces of legislation.
The motion is back before us under reconsideration, and there is now a motion by Representative Furness that the motion to waive those two pieces of legislation be withdrawn. I believe the motion would be in order. Do you ask unanimous consent?
Mr. Speaker, I will move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to withdraw my motion to waive House Bill 223 and 386. It is my intent, however, to ask later on the calendar to waive 386, and I'll have reasons for that.
All right. Is there objection to the motion to withdraw? Hearing none, so ordered. Clerk, please read the first item on today's calendar.
House Bill number 30 by Martin and Lindauer, an act relating to proof of eligibility for registration as a voter. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 30 under consideration and recommends that it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, concluding by Abood, Larson, Furness, Cowdery, and Schultz. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 30 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 30, Judiciary, with the same title, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, concurred by Barnes, Liska, Hayes, and Bussell, having no recommendation, Malone and Clarkson. The Committee on Finances had House Bill 30 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 30, Finance, with the same title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a new fiscal note. Report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred by Pestinger, Flood, Ward, Jaroff, Grusendorf, Lindauer, Martin, Adams, and Bettesworth. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute finance for House Bill 30 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Finance Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute finance for House Bill 30 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection?
No objection.
There is objection. Representative Clarkson. Will the House please stand at ease? Is the objection maintained to advancing the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 30 from second to third reading and placing on final passage? Representative Clarkson, do you remove your objection?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I withdraw my objection.
Is there further objection? Hearing none, the Finance Committee substitute is before us in third reading. Will the clerk please read the bill?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 30, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to proof of eligibility for registration as a voter.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 30 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote.
Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? The clerk may take the roll.
31 yeas, 5 nays.
The Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 30 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Speaker.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 30.
Notice of reconsideration has been given by Representative Malone for his vote on House Bill 30. Representative Cowdery.
Yes, could we revert to introduction of guests, please?
Without objection, we'll revert to introduction of guests. Representative Cowdery.
Yes, I'd like to introduce an old family friend of mine. I think is from Representative Bussell and Representative Lindauer's district, Mr. Gaston Clark from Anchorage.
Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, a longtime close friend and a longtime Alaskan also, with her son Don and former Mrs. Alaska, Mrs. Angela Kubley.
Will clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 289 by Hayes, enacting relating to the time for opening the polls on Election Day. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 289 under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 289, State Affairs with the same title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Cowdery, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Cowdery, M.M. Miller, Furness, and Larson. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 289 under consideration and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute for House Bill 289, State Affairs, and that it do pass and attaches a new fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Martin, Ward, Hurlburt, Jaroff, Duncan, Grusendorf, Lindauer, Bettesworth, and Flood. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute State Affairs for House Bill 289 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the State Affairs Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute State Affairs for House Bill 289 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 289, State Affairs by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to the time for opening the polls on Election Day.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the State Affairs Committee substitute for House Bill 289 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? The clerk may take the roll.
36 yeas, no nays.
State Affairs Committee substitute for House Bill 289 has passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
House Joint Resolution number 44 by Hayes, encouraging the Federal Communications Commission to allocate additional radio spectrum frequencies to land mobile service for public safety agencies. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Joint Resolution 44 under consideration. Recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, concurred in by Furness, Larson, Abood, Cowdery, and Schultz. Having no recommendation, Vasca and M.M. Miller. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 44 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the resolution for the third time?
House Joint Resolution number 44 by Hayes, encouraging the Federal Communications Commission to allocate additional radio spectrum frequencies to land mobile service for public safety agencies.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Joint Resolution 44 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
36 yeas, no nays.
House Joint Resolution 44 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation honoring Agnes Lee, by Representatives Adams and Senator Ferguson.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that this citation be adopted.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation honoring Eric Sagan by Representative Lindauer.
Representative Lindauer.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be adopted.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
Citation honoring Juno Future Problem Solving Team by Representative Duncan.
Representative Duncan.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move that Representative Miller be shown as co-sponsor.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, I move approval of the citation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
Citation honoring Ketchikan's Future Problem Solving Team by Senator Ziegler and Representatives McBride and Wente.
Representative McBride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that this citation be adopted.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. The House, please stand at ease. Representative Ward.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to bring up a special order of business, the citation memorial honoring Reverend Paul Glover at this time, and ask for unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation in memoriam Paul Glover is before us. It's a special order of business. Will the clerk please read the citation?
Citation in memoriam Reverend Paul Edward Glover by Representatives Pestinger, Cowdery, Flood, Furness, Tischer, Jaroff, Hayes, and all other members of the House.
Representative Ward.
Yes, I move the citation. We're going to ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. This brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the body, Representative Fritz?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that my reconsideration of House Bill 19, which has to do with a certificate of need, be put off until Monday.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the reconsideration of House Bill 19 is held over until Monday. Further unfinished business to come before the body? Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 383, an act relating to payments authorized for residential child care services and providing for an effective date, has been added to the calendar for Monday, May 9th. House Bill 225, an act relating to the practice of optometry and authorizing the use of prescription drugs by optometrists, has been moved from Monday to Wednesday.
Further announcement of committee meetings, Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Finance, besides the bills scheduled today, we will also take up the operating budget to make technical and amendments to that budget.
Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As indicated earlier, I would like to at this time ask the waiver of a particular bill, perhaps a little background. It is House Bill 386. It has to do with the Alaska Power Authority. It has been assigned to Labor and Commerce and Resource. Currently, we have about four bills in Resource Committee, and they're looking at all these legislation somewhat of a package. This particular bill has to do with setting a quorum, as I recall, and some other housekeeping kinds of items in the bill. I would ask this body to support the motion that Labor and Commerce waive hearing on House Bill 386, and I would ask for unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Ringstad.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Resources Committee meeting this afternoon will be moved back from 3 o'clock to 3:30. There is a briefing on some of the lawsuits that the state is involved with and some of the resources items that some of the members are going to try to attend in the governor's conference room. So it will be the same agenda, same place, just happen.
Calendar today, even though I continued it, but it doesn't appear published, we would like to recontinue the hearing on House Bill 7, an act relating to motor vehicles. A copy of that has been distributed to interested members of the body as well as all members of the committee, and we will be dealing with that as a first order of business today. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, under announcements, the Attorney General's office will give a briefing on major oil and gas litigation now pending. The briefing will be held from 3 until 3 p.m. today in the Governor's Conference Room.
Representative Duncan. Will the House please stand at ease?
3:30.
Are there further announcements to come before the body? Representative Miller?
Mr. Speaker, could we revert to unfinished business?
Without objection, we'll revert to unfinished business. Representative Miller?
Mr. Speaker, well, first of all, I'll get my daily announcement out of the way, which I should have done that first. The number of permanent fund applications now stands at 141,200. But, Mr. Speaker, the reason I request that we return to unfinished business is to make a motion. And the motion would be this. In view of the fact, and I think it's timely because finance is going to be dealing with the budget this afternoon, Mr. Speaker, I would like to move that it is the sense of the House that this body recommends to the Finance Committee that the tourism budget level in the current budget that's under consideration be at the level recommended by the governor, that is $7.6 million, and not at the $5 million at which the figure currently resides. So the motion, Mr. Speaker, is that the it is the sense of the House, and of course this is not binding, it's merely a sense of the House recommendation to the Finance Committee that the budget level for the Division of Tourism be at the governor's recommended level of $7.6 million. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Where's the objection? Are you ready for the question? Representative Phillips?
I'd like to have it at ease.
House, please stand at ease.
No vote, then.
Will the House please come back to order, Representative Duncan?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to take a moment to urge the members of the body to give very careful consideration to this motion. As the Minority Leader mentioned, of course, this is not a binding motion on the Finance Committee. However, it is a motion that expresses the intent and the sense of the full body of the House of Representatives. And not everyone, of course, has an opportunity to vote on the Finance Committee on this very important issue. Mr. Speaker, I don't think anyone would disagree that the tourism budget at the level it's being funded now is too low, and that the tourism program has been a very successful program over the past years, and we're beginning to build a very good tourism industry in this state. Mr. Speaker, the state contribution has, of course, been to a large part responsible for that, but I'd also like to remind members that the private sector also contributes to that program. And I think that we've developed a very substantial and a very good program over the years where we've got the state, we have the government and the private sector working hand in hand to develop an economy, a very basic economy for this state that's brought about a large number of jobs. And, of course, we've seen an increasing number of tourists coming into the state year after year. Mr. Speaker, I think testimony before the House Finance Committee and other testimony presented to me has indicated that the level of funding that the finance budget is now at, that the House budget is now at of $5 million, will seriously hurt. Seriously hurt and set back the tourism program that this state has developed over the years. Mr. Speaker, this is an opportunity for each and every member of the House to express their strong support of continuing the development of tourism in this state.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I urge members to vote against this motion. There are sufficient funds in tourism to take care of it for this particular year, $5 million. Of that, approximately 2.2 of that money will be used to pay for TV ads throughout the state. Approximately 1.7 will be used for newspapers, magazines, and ads throughout the United States. There's sufficient funds to take care of the tourism with the $5 million budget. I urge members to vote against this motion.
Representative Szymanski.
Mr. Speaker, as many of you have heard me call out in the past, I think that it's time that we take a hard look at where the state of Alaska is going. And part of that direction has to be looked at when you look at the history of the state and look back as to what some of the economic indicators of the state are. The recent reports by Institute of Socioeconomic Research have all indicated that the most significant growth in the state of Alaska prior to oil, looking at all the indicators prior to oil, has been the area of tourism and the service industry. Fundamentally, we have a golden opportunity here to strengthen the tourism industry. The tourism industry is a clean industry that is growing, that needs to continue to grow and prosper. I hear almost on a daily basis from people in the lower 48 who are coming through, visiting our community here and in Anchorage, that there have been identified, they've been sought out by this program, and they've been really called upon to move and to come up here and visit our state. The tourism industry is and will be probably the strongest industry when the oil revenues deplete and they go down. They provide the most amount of jobs of any other industry that we have in the state. They directly contribute more to this state in direct employment than almost any other industry going. And I think it's important that we recognize that. And I don't think it's the time to back off on the funding to tourism when indeed it's the only growing industry. It's vital to our state, and I think we need to fully fund it. And I urge adoption. Thank you.
Representative Locker?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to speak against this motion. I, too, would like to be able to spend $7 or $17 million for tourism. However, we are now worrying about constraints in our budget. We cannot afford to fully fund education, and we need to build campgrounds and highways and other facilities for these tourists and our own people to use. So I'm going to vote no.
Representative Liska?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I would imagine we could probably increase the budget with the tourism up to $15, $20 million, but I think it'd benefit the tourism industry a heck of a lot more from the difference between the $5 million and the $7-some million that the governor requested in putting it in some road work in the highway system we have, and I'm sure that the tourists coming into the state would appreciate that more than sinking money into something where they're already being funded, which was brought out by the finance chairman. Television coverage apparently is one of the big items in the tourism budget. So if we're accomplishing what is bringing the tourists into the state, I believe we have accomplished what we set out to do, to repair some of the roads leading into our great state would probably have a heck of a lot more impact on the touring industry than putting money in something that is not showing any effect. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to make a couple of very brief points about the tourism budget. For one thing, I think the previous speaker is quite correct that development of infrastructure is very important to tourism development as it is to other forms of economic development. However, unfortunately, it must be noted that with road costs reaching $1 million a mile in some cases, the $2 million would not produce the same sort of results put into that type of infrastructure as it would if we put it into the development of the municipal efforts to encourage tourism to various communities in the state. Many of these efforts are grant dependent, and those grants come from the Division of Tourism, and a great deal can be accomplished to institute improvements in the services available to those people who are attracted by the state, for which other money is not always available. In addition, our relationship with the Yukon Territory would benefit by promoting Southeast tourism. They spend per capita a great deal more than we do, and I think it would enhance our ability to utilize their tourist efforts in our behalf if we show a real strong support for the industry at this time. The second point I'd like to make has to do with the remarks made by the representative from Anchorage regarding declining revenues. As you all know, I've made some strong statements opposing state subsidy of the private sector, and I'd like to hold to those. I think in this particular case, though, we're looking at less than a permanent intrusion in that private sector. We're looking at developmental funds to develop a long-term tourist industry from the state. It is not direct investment in private organizations, but rather providing a generic form of support in terms of market development and attracting of new consumers to the state. I'd like to point out that on the front page of the Fairbanks newspaper this morning on your desk, there's a picture of some three people, and the caption says that these three are among the 7,846 people who arrived in Alaska in the month of April alone. Whereas I think it's very lovely that people seeking jobs from the lower 48 are coming up here, I think it's very important that we make sure that some of those large numbers are coming up here to spend money rather than to seek it. And therefore, I would support this motion and hope the body would join me.
Speaker, I call the House. Representative Miller.
Speaker, just for the record, I think the committee doesn't call the House.
He wasn't recognized, however, but...
I'll call the House.
Thank you.
Speaker, in relation to the declining revenues that were alluded to by my friend and colleague in the row behind me, Mr. Speaker, I think sometimes people of your party say that we ought to take a lesson from the business community. And this is one of those areas, Mr. Speaker. When a business has declining revenues, that is not the year that they pull their salesmen off the road. If anything,
They cut back where else they can, and they increase their sales efforts. So, Mr. Speaker, if the decline in revenues is a consideration, and it certainly is a consideration because oil revenues are declining, we'd very well better put our best salesmen on the road and in greater numbers in order to increase our revenues, and that's exactly what tourism is all about in our state budget. Mr. Speaker, I just want to remind you and members of your party that this will probably be, in fact, is the whole House here, this will probably be your only chance to be recorded in support of or against the Division of Tourism and the industry of tourism in this House. When the bill comes down as an item in the budget, your caucus leadership will, of course, instruct the members of your caucus that, of course, your hands are tied, locked, strapped, handcuffed. Nobody ever votes to bust an item in the budget. And it wouldn't even be tolerated. It wouldn't even be thought of. But this motion today gives every person in here the opportunity, with an unshackled opportunity, to vote the way they really feel about tourism. Now, a lot of people on this floor have campaigned on promoting development in Alaska, and indeed especially promoting tourist development in Alaska, because it is, as the representative from Anchorage indicated earlier, one of the cleanest, most productive, healthiest, and most lucrative industries that the state has. A vote for this motion, Mr. Speaker, is a vote for that very industry that a great number of you have campaigned on. And a vote against this motion that goes on your record, goes in the journal, and that's fine if that's the way you truly believe. If you truly believe that these are not good investment dollars, then go ahead and vote no. Mr. Speaker, we're not asking for an increase in the tourism budget. The figure that was recommended by the division itself, and that recognized only the, you might say, the increases in the cost of living, would have been $8.1 million. That would have been a continuation budget, Mr. Speaker. But instead, the governor, and probably in his wisdom, recommended $7.6 million. We're voting, or I mean the Finance Committee, when they brought this matter up, and the way it stands right now, have gutted that budget by removing about a third. You know, $5 million sounds like a lot of money to you and I, Mr. Speaker. I guess one of the members the other day said $1 million doesn't buy much, but as a matter of fact, it does. And $5 million may sound like a lot, but that represents about a one-third reduction under the present level. A vote for the figure that's in the budget at this time is a vote to gut the tourism budget, and there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Mr. Speaker, a vote yes is a vote to at least give our tourist industry a fighting chance. It's one of the healthiest tourist industries in the United States right now, and it's only that healthy because this legislature, under your leadership, Mr. Speaker, last year, and under Democratic leadership in previous years, has recognized the worth of that industry and has supported it, and it's paid handsome dividends. And this is no time to gut it.
Representative Martin.
Yes, sir. Mr. Speaker, I really have a serious question of parliamentary inquiry here. The reason being that, number one, there's no bill before us. Number two, it seems like that we're trying an end run. I have not learned all the tricks of parliamentary maneuvering, but this is the first time in my 5 years I've seen this one done where instead of going to the committee that has a specific bill and those who are concerned about various amendments present that amendment to the board or to that committee, that they would have every right to do that. Perhaps someone has a question about a bill at Labor and Commerce, and perhaps right now to get a vote of confidence for their particular concern, whether they want to put the bill in or pull it out. The gentleman's loyal members from the minority group all presented probably about 100, maybe 120 different amendments to the Finance Committee as we discussed different budget items, and some we won on, some we lost on. I would say the majority of the latter. But in any case, if we're going to be subjected as a finance committee, that every amendment that might have been lost in the finance committee is going to be brought here as a vote of confidence and then sent back to finance committee. And then if they aren't voted then the whole bill comes before us and all 120 amendments will be brought up to us again. It seems to me that we're circumventing the normal procedures of bills. And I'd like to ask a parliamentary question. Is this proper? Is it right? Should they not, who whatever legislators, have every right to go through any committee and ask for amendments? It just seems unusual, extremely unusual, that we're asking for a vote of confidence then to force that upon the committee.
The motion is that Representative Barnes, Mr. Floor?
I'll wait till you finish.
The motion is that it be the sense of the House that there be a recommendation to the Finance Committee that the budget level for the Division of Tourism be at the Governor's recommended level of $7.6 million. It is an appropriate motion. We've dealt with this in the past. If we had a great number of these, it would waste a lot of time. Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, yesterday, a member of the business community in Alaska was in my office. And while they were in my office, brought up to me the tourism budget. And this particular person is directly related to the tourist industry and provides a service to the tourist industry in Alaska. And told me, Mr. Speaker, that she'd received a packet in the mail, that she was really astounded when she received that packet. She said, Mr. Speaker, that it came to her in one of these extremely thick envelopes, the type that is made out of fiberglass that you cannot open with a simple letter opener, that she had to take some scissors to cut the top of it open with. And that once she extracted the documents from it, she wanted to know how the state of Alaska could, in their wisdom, afford to spend the kind of money that was obviously spent on those documents. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to display a couple of those documents that we are spending money for on this floor. Because, Mr. Speaker, it seems to me that we could promote tourism for a few less dollars. This, Mr. Speaker, is a copy of the book that we are sending out to the tourist. You will notice that it is extremely thick paper, that the pictures in it are of very high quality. And if you go through this, you will find, Mr. Speaker, that this booklet, no doubt, was also printed outside the state, but that we could have, for considerably less money, put out a picture book. I would suggest that if we went to the store and we bought this book, that it would cost us in the neighborhood of $5 to $10, and perhaps more, because of the pictures that's in it and the way that it is put together. In addition to sending out that book, Mr. Speaker, they're also sending out this fancy calendar. A very high quality paper again. It's not a cheap calendar by any stretch of the imagination. And I would like to recommend to our finance committee that perhaps they look a little bit closer at that tourism budget and see how it is that the state of Alaska can afford. And this is not all they're sending out. This just happens to be the only two documents that I got yesterday from the tourism department, because I couldn't believe what I was hearing in my office, and I wanted to see with my own two eyes. And this was a member of the tourist community that provides services for the tourist, a business person in Alaska, complaining to me that we were spending this kind of money. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller. Mr. Speaker, I think the majority leader has just given us the very reason why we need this kind of money. Mr. Speaker, this kind of production, this sort of pamphlets and folders and comparable advertising is producing hundreds of thousands of tourists coming into this state. If you want to send out an El Cheapo folder printed in one color, you're going to get El Cheapo number of tourists into this state. Mr. Speaker, a long time ago, the more sophisticated tourist-producing areas, and I'm speaking now of the Bermudas of this world,
of the foreign destinations of this world, learned that to attract a large number of tourists to a high-cost destination area, you've got to appeal to a quality market with a quality product. And that's what we've done, Mr. Speaker. And we're getting tourists in Alaska in a year, and last year in particular, when no other state, including Hawaii, were showing an increase. We were showing an increase. And it's only because we were using good quality paper, good quality photographs, and, Mr. Speaker, the majority leader neglected to tell you that that book also contains paid advertisements that's paid for by the tourist industry. Or if that one doesn't, I can assure you that there are books that the state puts out. That's right. The Travel Index is the one that contains the ads that the tourist industry puts their money behind. And, that, Mr. Speaker, that's the greatest endorsement we've got for that type of legislation. Because when that book goes out, along with it goes a companion piece. It's called The Index. And in that same folder, and I'm delighted that they're now using an envelope that doesn't tear and rip up and get lost in the mails. When that arrives, there's also an index book that has ads by the state of Alaska in it, and also ads by the private sector of the state of Alaska in it. The private sector is yoked right along with the state in this, and they're enthusiastic about it. They're putting their money where their mouths are as well. Mr. Speaker, I just repeat again, if you believe in tourism, as a lot of people have campaigned and said they believe, you'll vote yes on this motion. If you don't believe it, so you'll certainly have the opportunity to be recorded no.
Question. Representative Tischer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not sure that I'll pose the question for amending the suggested motion, but before I give that serious consideration, I would like this body to give serious consideration of where the money might come from and what part of the budget we might move the dollars for. And I just happen to turn the page of the Daily News Miner, page 5, that's on your desk, and I think I found out where we can get the money. And I think that it probably would satisfy the needs of the tourism industry and also perhaps take care of another problem that the majority of the body might have, and that is, I see on page 5 that there is a picture called Capital Idea, and under it, it tells us that it's a new Capitol building, which some of our members might like to have, but it says that the legislature might set aside up to $4 million to do initial design work on this very lovely building. Now, perhaps if the minority leader would concede to giving up that $4 million, if that's what's being considered, we could give it to the tourism industry. And by virtue of that, if a friendly amendment might be added to his motion, if he so desires to do that. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
President Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, of course, the other place you could get the money is from the $90 million that we're giving away in reduced taxes to the resource industry.
Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, on the package that the majority leader had sent presented before the body, I want to let the body know that in order for a person to obtain that packet, I believe they have to pay $2-$2.50 for the postage and handling of it.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, that flat's not true. This is mailed out to businesses in the state, and the person that brought it to my attention yesterday certainly didn't pay no $2 or $2.50.
Representative Phillips.
Speaker, that package is sent to, I believe, to all the tourist industry type people free of charge. If the other people, the clients, customers around the country and around the North American continent, in order for you to get it, I believe you have to pay $2-$2.50 for the printing or for the postage and handling.
Representative McBride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to mention again, I believe I did once before on this floor, that when we were in the Yukon Territory attending their legislature, that territory with 26,000 people compared to our over 400,000 has a budget of $2.8 million for the travel industry. And of that, they give 8% in cooperative promotion to the state of Alaska.
So I would like to let this body know that the amount we are using for it is not that great. And it doesn't make any difference how much money we spend for promotion. It's the results that really count. And if the results pay off, that's what makes this either a good program or a not a good program. I'd like to mention that the other day we passed a bill that give a tax credit to some marginal industries pointed toward the mineral industries. One of the reasons and the only reason that industry is marginal because there is no market out there for the material. Yet, it was said on this floor that was going to cost the state of Alaska something like $50 million. Now, that $50 million will be spent to promote an industry that already has a diluted market, and which will just create more dilution in the market and in actuality make the product even lesser in price. So the real thing that we need to do, if we'd have spent that much money in a marketing program, we'd have had an industry that would have been able to stand on its own feet. So marketing programs always pay off if they're done right, and the thing that we should always ask, it is not how much we spend, but what are the results, what are we getting back? When I worked in a grocery store, when business was bad, we didn't cut back on our advertising. We increased our advertising, or we made it in color, or we had some other promotions to increase our business. And that's where I think we ought to be doing with the tourism industry today, as well as other successful marketing programs such as ASME.
Representative Flood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I support tourism, and it's no secret that in finance, when we fought this battle, that I was one of the people who was very much interested in increasing their budget. And I have my own philosophy in that regard. In a time of declining revenue, the previous speaker is probably right. Maybe we shouldn't be taking money away from tourism. But right now I feel forced to vote against the motion that's before us. Because I talked with the Commissioner of Commerce and Economic Development. We talked about putting money into tourism, but we also talked about putting extra money into the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. And we let him make the choice. And since ASME is the fledgling, we decided to put the money there instead of tourism. Now, it's going to hurt this year. It's going to hurt them badly, I think. But we do have a problem. We don't have the money. And the decision was made to put it where it would probably do the most good. Tourism isn't going to die off. Unfortunately, they're not going to get the money that they feel that they should have, but they're not going to die off. We put the extra money into ASME so that we wouldn't lose that program either. And again, like I said, I feel forced to vote against this particular motion. And maybe the other body will supply the extra funds that are needed for tourism. But I think that we did our job and did it well in finance, and that should be the end of this matter. Thank you, sir.
Question. Call of the House has been satisfied. Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, just in response to the previous speaker, I don't want the member from on the Finance Committee from Anchorage to feel like he's forced into voting against tourism.